Right now, we're joined by Kristen Smith of the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce with this week's short and sweet business beat. And Kristen has brought maps. How are you doing?
I'm great, Aaron. We just got these today, our brand new street maps of Chapel Hill Carrboro.
These things are huge.
Which are really big. They're great for kind of planning your trek along Chapel Hill,
yes.
Carrboro. So during this giving season, when you're thinking about shopping local, I really appreciated the commentary, the recent commentary about the importance of buying local. You can see different shopping centers and plan out your shopping using our maps, which you can pick up at the Chamber today and all next week and this week at 104 South Estes Drive.
I also kind of appreciate the fact that it clearly demarcates the line between Chapel Hill and Carrboro, because I'm never 100% sure where one stops and the other begins. But
well, you
now
know
I
that
do.
It is in part of my lifelong dreams to one day to erase that erase
yeah.
that line. But yes, it's clearly demarcated on our maps. So special thanks to our advertisers that make the map possible. But come pick up a map for free at 104 South Estes Drive.
They really are like you can. Just about wallpaper your house with these. Like, these things are huge. Like, put them up on the wall, and like, you got this.
Aaron,
this handy
map
of everything.
If people start coming in to buy to take these to wallpaper them, we're gonna send you the bill. So
okay, all right. So everyone, don't do that. I have no money, but
I guess you can wallpaper it, or you can just use them. Use them to plan your holiday shopping, or as you're commemorating the Keep It For You season. Is that what you?
Yes. Oh, with Mina's? Yeah. Like it's the gift season or the yeah, keep it for you season. Go to Cameron's, buy all these awesome gifts, and then have them. Like there you go.
We'll have to figure out another way to commemorate Keep It For You season.
All right.
So.
I'm sure we'll figure out a way. Americans are selfish people. We always figure out a way. So it's not just the map. It's also like all of the sponsors who make it possible. You've got all of the like cool things along the side to say, hey, go here, go
definitely,
there.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So good for both visitors and relocators or folks just that know the area. We get tons of people just coming in that need a street map and so that they can plan out. It's a great resource also for realtors. So just stop on by.
Very nice.
At 104 South SCs.
And what else is going on?
So speaking of holiday shopping, I'm actually going to help out one of our chamber members. So I hope folks will stop by. We used to have a program called Chamber for Hire. We most recently did it in 2012, where chamber members could hire a chamber employee for a day at no cost. We did this to try to engage members and staff to share their expertise and also provide us chamber staff insights into member businesses so we can help improve our services to our members. So on Friday, the hours are 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. I'm going to be helping out at Grimble Jewelers, located on Elliott Road. So I'm really excited about working with Berkeley Grimble. So for Chamber for Hire. So come stop by and visit and shop at Grimble Jewelers this Friday. I can talk to you about jewelry or just wrap your present, but I'm looking forward to learning more about Berkeley and Grimble Jewelers for our chamber for hire.
Have you done that before?
I have personally. I did it in August of 2012 at the SCCU Family House. I actually just met with their executive director, Janice McAdams, today, and it's amazing what they do on a completely volunteer basis Family House.
Yeah.
For folks that aren't familiar, Family House is on Mason Farm Road, and it is a place where folks who are coming, people don't recognize our hospital system serves people in all 100 counties of the state of North Carolina, and they come here, and so they can't make the trip back home, the 2 to 3 hour trip back home, and so this is an affordable place where they can stay. And whether it's doing laundry, cooking meals, or even intake, I got to experience it all doing Chamber for Hire at SCCU Family House. So I hope folks keep them in mind in their year end giving, because it's a great opportunity for Chapel Hill to kind of be a beacon for the entire state.
And I think it's great, and it's kind of turning the subject away from Grimble Jewelers, and we'll get back to them for Chamber for Hire coming up. But like, there's, we talk about Chapel Hill as being this sort of Durham and Chapel Hill, I guess, too, because you've got Duke, you've got UNC, obviously Rex out in Raleigh. So the whole triangle.
You have Duke, but you don't have to talk about Duke.
We got a good hospital there. They took care of me a couple of years ago. It's all good. But you've got this great sort of medical center in the Triangle and here in Chapel Hill. And we take it for granted because it's right down the road. But you're 4 hours away. You're in pretty much any other part of the state with a possible exception of Charlotte, I guess. But even then, like, the better hospitals are here in the Triangle. You've got to come here for the great care. And it's that extra expense of finding a place to stay, finding a place to eat. Like, you're basically packing up your life and you're coming to receive medical care. So you're uprooted from your home, your job, everything. So you've got the SECU Family House and the Ronald McDonald House right next door that takes care of families with kids receiving treatment, right, and then SECU for families of adults receiving treatment, right? So the two of them side by side are just amazing.
They're incredible and just a really a unique volunteer opportunity and a unique giving opportunity. And it's important to remember, and hopefully, you know, patients come away from their experience at the Family House and Ronald McDonald House with really great feelings about the care they received at UNC Healthcare, but also the care they received by volunteers and families that live in Chapel Hill Carver.
I had the chance to go take a tour of the SECU Family House a couple of years ago now. Sandra Cremata took me around, and it was like just to talk to some of the people that were just there living, and not even necessarily patients, but the family members and also the patients, just the stories that they had about just the sense of community and, oh, this is a second home. It's not like a hotel. It's not like a place to stay. It's a home. And some of these people have come and left and come back for additional treatments. And every time they come to Chapel Hill, they know they have a place to stay, which is home and community and like a family. And it's great.
And part of the people that make that happen, you know, they're at capacity. They can serve 40 families. They're at the capacity almost all the time. They work with area hotels and hotel partners who help provide a reduced rack rate for those that can't stay at the family house. And so it's a community effort that to host these families that are coming to UNC Healthcare.
So show up at Grimble Jewelers.
Show up at Grimble Jewelers from 10 to 6 for your holiday shopping.
You're getting sidetracked on all these cool things that happen in our community. But yeah, they're great. So Friday, you said
and just so you know, even if you can't stop by on Friday, there are extended holiday hours at Grimble Jewelers Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And if you're a procrastinator, and my heart goes out to you,
because
that would be me. Empathize.
Yep.
Grimble Jewelers will be open Christmas Eve, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Closing a little early, but definitely there if you are a procrastinator. So I'm really excited. I'm excited to learn from Berkeley Grimble. He was an undergraduate at UNC. He started at China Berry Craft Co-op, which I guess was a co-op downtown. I'm looking forward to learning more about that. And then located at his present location in the Ephesus Fordham District on Elliott Road in 2000.
And he also plays in a band for kids.
No, it sounds like a band for kids. I've been to the band for adults called Too Much Fun.
Yeah. Wait. He's played at kids shows with his band.
And I've been to very adult shows Too Much Fun.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying I wouldn't pigeonhole his music for kids. Definitely Too Much Fun is an awesome band, and I've enjoyed watching them at local watering holes. So.
Yeah.
But
awesome.
This Chamber for Hire came about visiting with the Retail Roundtable. That's a monthly opportunity that we provide to retailers. If you're interested in learning more about the Retail Roundtable, you can contact Alex Nicodem with the Habitat for Humanity Restore. And a shout out to other Retail Roundtable members like Tom Proctor at Vacuum Cleaner Hospital, Sean Sloan at Twig, another great place to shop, Barbara Jesse Black at the PTA Thrift Shop, another resale store, and Martha Jenkins at Kitchen Works right across the mall hall? The mall corridor.
The corridor, it's the mall hall,
So right across the mall hall from WCHL. So check them out for your holiday giving. And if you are a retailer interested in the Retail Roundtable, contact Alex Nicodem at Habitat for Humanity Restore.
Which segues really nicely into the nonprofit roundtable, which is coming up, right?
The last one of the year. So we have these educational opportunities for different sectors of businesses, whether it's retailers or nonprofits. We have about close to 100 nonprofits. That are part of our chamber membership, and from 4 to 5:30 today, you can learn about protecting your nonprofit. I think this is great planning for 2017. We bring this to chamber member nonprofits from executive Executive Service Corps, another unique resource we have in our community. So you can learn how to protect your nonprofit through smart risk management techniques and insurance. Learn today, 4 to 5:30. Stop on by the chamber if you're a nonprofit that wants to learn more. This will be our last nonprofit roundtable of the year, so we'd love to see folks.
Awesome. And again, carolinachamber.org is the chamber's website, so go there, get more information about events and goings-on and work that the chamber does every single day. And stop by the chamber office and get this cool map, because it's nice. Just don't get so much you wallpaper your house with it, because then I get the bill, and then I'll have to ask for a raise that's going to cause a whole shift in the everything, and yeah, it's going to be just a whole set of dominoes falling after that.
So but you're more than welcome to stop by and get a map, and I hope you'll stop by and visit. Visit me at Grimble Jewelers on Friday for Chamber for Hire. He'll be open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
So. Awesome. Kristen Smith, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Aaron.